This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at tryzona.com.
Welcome to another edition of Layla Weighs In here on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I thank those of you who are regular listeners to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. As you know, generally, I weigh in pretty much every Friday. Sometimes it goes up earlier in the week, depending on if we're on holiday or something like that. But if you have any questions or any topics that you'd like me to discuss, please email me to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. I do look forward to your emails and I read them all. By the way, as you've heard Dr. Hoffman say before, we do reserve the right not to, you know, take your question if it's more like a consult. We have some listeners who are emailing us with their particular personal medical concerns and then sending us a list of labs. That's really a consult. We are available for consult, but the appropriate place is in our office, which we just moved to at 330 West 58th Street, Suite 610, on the west side of Manhattan, right near Columbus Circle, a great neighborhood. So if you would wish to make an appointment to see Dr. Hoffman and myself, or either Dr. Hoffman or myself, give us a call, 212-779-1744. And if you haven't already signed up for our newsletter is free, just like these podcasts. Go to drhoffman.com and subscribe to our newsletter. Typically, when you go to drhoffman.com, the newsletter subscription comes up as a pop-up. If it does not, just go up to the right side. You'll see their newsletter sign up. So I look forward to your emails. Email me to radioprogram@AOL.com. And here I am. I'm taking an email. I've got an email from Ed. Hi, Layla. What are your thoughts on incorporating powdered superfoods? And he has in parenthesis maca, spirulina, baobab, moringa, etc., which I'm going to talk to you about. These are interesting products. What are your thoughts on incorporating these powdered superfoods into our diets in comparison to more regular foods? You know, like the typical farmers market fruits and vegetables that are available fresh, but are perhaps a bit less super. All food is good. Well, most food is good. Natural foods is what I'm talking about. Does the fact that these superfoods are powdered seriously reduce their effectiveness? This is a great question, Ed. Or are their health benefits so unique that they are worth buying, even if they're powdered? Many thanks in advance for all the good work you do, you and the good doctor do, to help people live more fulfilled lives. Thank you, Ed, and thank you for listening and for writing to us. The fact that these superfoods are powdered, I guess you're wondering if they seriously reduce, if that process reduces their effectiveness, because I know you've all heard me say before that when you're making a smoothie and you're pre-digesting it in your Nutribullet or blender or ginger, a Ninja or Vitamix, that it does diminish the nutritional content. And that's why I say when you make a smoothie or a green drink for yourself, make enough for that day, right? If you have leftover that you're going to store in the fridge, by the next day, 24 hours later, the nutritional content will be less than it was when you juiced it fresh. So, but these superfoods that are in powdered form, a lot of these are processed in a way kind of like to make them into supplements to some degree. So I think their nutritional content may not be compromised. So this is something to consider. Now let's talk about some of these superfoods that Ed mentions here. I want to actually talk to you about that. By the way, to answer your question, and then I'll get into these nice superfoods that you mentioned here, Ed. Yes, you can use them. You can, of course, mix them in water and take them. And as I go through some of these superfoods with our audience today, you'll know what some of the concerns may be, if there are any. But I'm always a fan of eat your vegetables and fruit. I will always prefer that you eat them whole, chew them thoroughly, start the process of digestion in your mouth, swallow them down, and continue digestion in the stomach and GI tract rather than pre-digesting things. For those of you who are concerned that you're not getting enough nutrition or calories, having a green drink may be the way to go, or is a very, very good supplement, or if you have certain medical conditions, if you're fighting cancer and you're looking for more sulforaphanes or anything like that, it's a good way to get extra nutrition. So now, Ed mentions maca. We're a big fan of maca. I know Dr. Hoffman likes maca. Maca root, Lepidium mayeni, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, maca root, it's an adaptogen and a member of the cruciferous family like broccoli and cabbage, but due to its unique properties, it's considered one of the world's natural superfoods. Pardon me. Maca is grown high in the mountains of South America, mainly in high altitude regions of Peru. This pleasant tasting root is usually available in powdered form after being harvested and ground down. The maca root benefits include a positive effect on hormone balance, energy levels, and a health booster. I'm getting this information to you from Dr. Axe, okay, draxe.com, who talks about a lot of these various superfoods and their benefits. So, maca root benefits include a positive effect on hormone balance, energy levels, and it's a health booster. And not only is it a natural source of healing nutrition, but it has a long history of being a safe superfood that's been consumed for its medicinal benefits for thousands of years in the regions of the Andes Mountains. It's very rich in nutrients, has a higher calcium level than milk, and is very nutrient dense. It helps with immunity, increased stamina, improved sexual function, memory, and focus. It's considered an adaptogen, which is really a name given to certain herbs, plants, and natural substances that help the body adapt to stressors like a busy schedule, a demanding job, illness, lack of sleep, for example, although the only way to make up for lack of sleep is to get some. Another unique fact about maca root is that historically, it's been considered a very potent aphrodisiac and a traditional fertility secret of populations living in the Andes. So apparently consuming maca often makes people feel more alive, energetic, leaves them with a sense of well-being, all of which are thought to be due to its ability to restore proper hormone balance and elevate feel-good endorphins. You know endorphins, right? The runner's high, that very, very important neurotransmitter. That very important neurotransmitter called endorphin is also critical in modulating immunity in the context of autoimmune illness. So, another benefit of maca, its relatively high amount of absorbable plant-based nutrients including protein, fiber, magnesium, calcium. So, maca root powder is comprised of approximately 76% carbohydrate, 18% protein, 5% fat, 8.5% fiber, indigestible fiber, insoluble fiber, and it contains over 20 amino acids, including 8 essential amino acids, which is important because we're always looking for complete proteins, right? And if it's got the 8 essential amino acids, and for infants, it's 9 essential amino acids, not that you would ever give an infant maca. I'm just going off here on talking about the essential amino acids for a minute. For infants, it's also the inclusion of arginine, which is an essential amino acid. It's got 20 free-form fatty acids like lauric. Lauric is in coconut oil. Linolenic, palmitic, oleic, like olive oil, and stearic acid. Stearic and lauric are saturated fats. Keep that in mind. These are good saturated fats for us. It also has vitamins B1, B2, vitamin C, vitamin E. The minerals calcium, magnesium, potassium, these are also electrolytes, copper, zinc, manganese, and phosphorus, important for bone health. It's got some iron. It's a rich source of phytonutrients. According to Dr. Axe, there's no particular recommended serving size of maca according to experts. However, most people feel best when starting with about 1 tablespoon daily in powder form and possibly working their way up to 2 to 3 tablespoons spread throughout the day. I would think that these are more therapeutic doses, not just for general wellness. You would probably take less than that, especially if you're already a good eater. That's my opinion. So, because maca can help increase energy and stamina, many people like to consume it before exercising. In the Andes Mountains, locals may consume as much as 1 pound of dried or fresh maca root daily. Whoa. Okay. So, the 5 top maca root benefits. Maca contains no actual hormones. Most of maca root's benefits are attributed to its ability to help restore sexual, endocrine function, mental health. Here is how maca may be able to benefit both men and women. And I'm a fan of anyone doing this under supervision from a well-versed healthcare practitioner. So, maca may help with PMS, menopause, and women with PCOS, that's polycystic ovary syndrome, which is often associated with insulin resistance. Now, if you have PCOS, you likely have insulin resistance. You want to address the insulin resistance, ladies, with a proper diet and exercise and supplements and possibly prescription metformin. Don't just rely on maca to take care of the problem for you. It's not some kind of super supplement. So, maca root is known to help with hormone balance that often contributes to improving the symptoms of PMS and menopause. In females with PCOS, maca is believed to help by controlling estrogen levels in the body. Estrogen levels that are either too high or too low can make it difficult for a woman to ovulate and become pregnant. Therefore, balancing the amount of estrogen that a woman produces and in turn the amount of related progesterone is important for increasing reproductive health, fertility, decreasing symptoms related to PCOS like irregular menstrual cycles, excess hair growth, and more. A 2008 study from the journal Menopause showed that maca benefits had positive results on boosting menopausal women's moods and decreasing levels of anxiety and depression. Wow. I think endorphin helps with that. The same study also showed that improvement in mood led to increased sexual libido. A separate study done in 2008 by CNS Neuroscience and Therapeutics showed that maca had the ability to increase sexual libido in women, likely due to its positive effects on serotonin levels, the feel-good hormone, another very important neurotransmitter, as you know. Maca is believed to restore women's hormonal balance by supporting the endocrine system and aiding in the regulation of healthy adrenal gland and thyroid hormone production. All part of the endocrine system. The adrenal gland and thyroid gland play a major part in regulating many feelings, everything from stress levels to appetite. Restoring the health of these glands is paramount for someone wanting to feel their best. A third area where maca is helpful, males' testosterone levels and fertility. In clinical studies, serum testosterone were not shown to be affected by maca. Black maca, however, has been shown to have positive effects on sperm production, more than yellow maca and red maca. This is interesting, the different forms of maca. Red maca has its own benefits for male hormonal health. It's been shown to reduce prostate size in studies. Hey, that's important as a man gets older, right? Talk about enlarged prostate. This is a common problem for men past the age of 40. In other studies, maca has been shown to improve sperm production, mobility, and volume. These are all important for increasing fertility. In another 2010 report summarizing the effects of four clinical trials carried out by BMC Complementary and Alternative Medicine, maca was able to show benefits related to improving sexual dysfunction and sexual libido in adult men and women. You know, it's apropos that I'm talking about this topic because I had the opportunity, and really it was fortuitous, to co-author, along with Dr. Hoffman, a chapter in a book by Andrew Weil called Integrative Sexual Health. That will be due to be released in September, so stay tuned. You know, I'm remembering that, oh yeah, this is apropos for me to discuss. So, even though studies haven't yet shown maca to naturally boost testosterone, there are other great natural alternatives that can help you to naturally increase testosterone. I'll tell you right off the bat, if you're an avid exerciser, strength training dramatically increases testosterone levels, particularly the exercise of squats, deep knee bends. Do them to fatigue. Take a day off in between. Do them Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Your testosterone will increase. A fourth reason maca is so great: energy, memory, and mood. Those who regularly use maca powder report that it makes them feel more awake, energized, driven, often relatively quickly after beginning to use it. Clinical trials have shown that maca has positive effects on energy, stamina, mood. That's also related to lowering levels of anxiety and depression, because when you have positive energy and mood, you're not anxious or depressed. Exactly how maca increases energy is still unknown. However, it's believed that it may be able to do so by helping to stabilize blood sugar levels, which decrease energy spikes and dips. So, to those of you who are looking for a magic bullet to stabilize your blood sugar, the only magic bullet is diet. Maca will adjunctively help that. Maca benefits also include regulating the hypothalamus, helping the pituitary gland to properly function, which is another key element in balancing focus and energy. An increase in focus, energy, and mood enables us to concentrate better and improve memory and the ability to complete tasks. Maca boosts levels of glutathione and superoxide dismutase, very, very important antioxidants. These are two major disease fighters in the body. Results from recent studies demonstrate that maca root has the ability to help prevent the development of chronic human diseases that are characterized by high levels of bad cholesterol, high antioxidative states, and impaired glucose tolerance. And because maca increases glutathione in the body, it not only improves your immune system and disease resistance, but it also helps balance proper levels of cholesterol. Plus, it significantly increases glucose tolerance by lowering levels of glucose in the blood. High glucose levels are related to health conditions like diabetes and metabolic syndrome. So, while more research is still needed to reveal how exactly maca benefits the body's hormonal nervous systems, initial studies that have been completed have shown promising results. Although maca does not generally produce harmful side effects in those that use it, and it's been safely consumed for thousands of years, there's still more to learn about the exact safety and side effects of maca for medicinal benefits. Therefore, I'm a fan of supervision in using these particular supplements. So, because of maca's effect on hormone levels, some physicians believe that maca should not be consumed by people who rely on hormone-altering medications for treatment of illnesses like breast cancer, prostate cancer, or for other serious conditions. People who have high blood pressure are also advised not to consume maca. More research is still needed on whether or not maca is safe for use in pregnant or nursing women. I would not prescribe maca for women who are pregnant or nursing. So, how to use maca? Try using maca powder. Look for it in its most readily available powder form. You could add it to meals like breakfast. You can heat it up in a tea. Most people prefer not to microwave or heat it at high temperatures. You could add it to some warmed water as in part of your tea once your tea has cooled off a little bit. Many people use maca by adding it in powdered form to different recipes that adjust well to the slight sweetness of maca. It has a natural nutty, slightly sweet quality to it, similar to cinnamon or nutmeg. It blends well with a fruit smoothie, oatmeal, or cereal. So, these are the different ways you can use maca. I want to talk on my next podcast. I will continue with Ed's question about some of these other superfoods that he's brought to light that you may want to learn about. So I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients regularly along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.